Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Broncos are going to be a fun one. They're going to be one to watch in this draft because I could see them. You know, Sean Payton kind of goes to the beat of his own drum. Everybody questioned him when they took Bo Nix, and that clearly clicked. So
that wasn't bad, was it?
No, not at all. And I mean, he clearly clicked into place, got Courtland Sutton in place. But you're right, the running back thing there makes a lot of sense. He's done a lot of damage with, whether it was Deuce McAllister, whether it was Alvin Kamara. Whomever else came down his way.
And they got
Sproles.
They got rid of Williams. He left in free agency. And so he's not there. Tyler Beatty is what his name used to be. Why a guy would change the pronunciation of his last name from Beatty to Bidet, I have no idea. But he did. Or is it Tyson? Tyler or Tyson? He changed he's from Missouri. His name was Beatty, B-A-D-I-E. And then he changed the pronunciation to Bidet.
That's a choice. That's a real choice. Unless he's, you know.
It's like if your name is like Outheimer or something like that and you change it to Outhouse. I mean, what are you thinking,
right, Ty? You're just setting yourself up for more failure than playing with that.
I don't get it.
Unless maybe it was one of those, that was the pronunciation. And he knew this was going to be a problem going through middle school into high school and then probably into college and all the jokes.
But now that he's a man.
Right. It's like, okay, I think we're all mature enough to handle this.
By the way, he's an interesting young running back. But I wouldn't be surprised if they go running back.
And my answer back to him is, we're not. We are not mature enough to handle
that. No, we're not mature enough to handle that at all. Coming up in about 14 minutes, Derek Claassen from the Athletic Football Show is going to join us. I'm anxious to get his thoughts because – Dan, you've told me he knows his quarterbacks like crazy.
Yes, he does.
I wonder what he would think of the idea of the Browns not taking Ward or Sanders at 2, if and one of them would be clearly on the board there, but trading back up into the first round either for Sanders if he drops, or would you trade back up into the first round to take Milroe or Dart?
Just get that fifth-year option.
Yeah, do you think, though, is it that important to do that?
I think so.
I mean, in the NFL, you're just going to pay the guy anyway. If you save a couple of mil for a year, for 1 year, is that big of a deal?
So,
and it's saving tens of millions probably, but still.
I'll use the quintessential example that you're going to throw something at me for. So prepare whatever blunt device you deem necessary to throw at my head.
It's my phone, but I don't want to do that.
Beautiful. The fifth-year option came into play with Jordan Love. Like, that was one where...
Well,
it was
because
like,
he sat for three years. Yeah.
Right, and so you were able to do that to get, like, really have everything in place to make sure. Now, they ended up paying him before that fifth-year option, but they had that as a backbone in case they weren't able to negotiate to have him play on that fifth-year option and then turn around and sign them and give them more time. Like, that's where the fifth-year option could kind of come into play. Or if, let's say... you get hurt in year two. Something happens in year three. Now we have year four where you look good, but we don't know if it's like that's where all of that stuff comes into play with having the fifth year option. And I think it's like 15 or 16 mil. So it's somewhat affordable on top of it, especially when you're talking quarterback play. So like you could see why people want to do that.
Would you give up? Would you give up, say, 33 obviously, and maybe a third to do that? Or in your situation, are you better off biting the bullet? The Watson contract would be off the books by the time you'd need to pick up the option on a guy you would pick maybe at 33 if he's still there. Mm-hmm. I can see trading up if you don't think your guy's going to be there at 33 and you want him. But I just wonder, are you better off hanging on to the draft choice? Picking up a guy who, you know, you get at 33, and then pick a guy in the third round, hopefully nail that pick, and have another body, knowing it'll cost you some money down the road.
I like the idea of trading up with the fifth-year option because I also like the idea of having quarterbacks set. So, like, I like the idea of whomever they bring in, whether it's Shedeur Sanders, whether it's Cam, or not Cam Ward, because he's probably going to go one, but whether it's Shedeur Sanders, whether it's Jackson Dark, whether it's Jalen Miller, Tyler Shock, I like the idea that these guys sit. So, I like having that fifth-year option because year one is going to be a wash. Because I want that guy to sit. I want that guy to focus on footwork. I want that guy to focus on understanding an NFL offense. I want that guy to understand how much faster this is moving than it did in college. And I want that guy to understand, and especially if that guy's Jackson Dart, that guys are not going to be that wide open in the NFL. And that your offensive play caller is not going to be able to design you to somebody who looks like they have their own zip code in the middle of the field.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, like, that's why I like that fifth-year option is because it buys me a year and makes it so that year one, I can have that guy sit and learn.
Jackson Dart turns 22 in May. He's real young. I can see where that fits. And if you're drafting Milroe or Dart, I think the clear plan would be for him to sit.
Correct.
And I think that would be the right plan.
Yes, especially and Milroe as well, because Milroe is a project.
Without question.
And you're starting
to
hear,
does he look good running the football.
He does. And you're starting to hear that come out more and more that teams are like, well, you know, if it all goes south, you might be able to use him as a running back. It's like, yeah, but I'd like to use him as a quarterback.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I want him to be a quarterback. Like, we can work with this. We can do this.
I would agree with that. I wonder if, and I can't wait to talk to Derek Clawson about this. I wonder if Milroe's even a fit for what they want to do offensively. But here's the thing that I've always said.
Interesting.
I truly believe this. You develop your system for the talent that you have.
Correct.
I don't think you think, well, that guy's really, really, really good, but he doesn't fit with exactly what we want to do, so we're not bringing him in. No, you draft the best guys you can get and guys who you think are going to be wildly successful, and then you tailor your scheme to fit their skill set.
But I think there's a little give and take with that, too.
Well, sure, but I didn't say change. I said tailor it.
Right.
In other words, hey, this guy does this well. We have to add these elements.
Because, like, again, I go back to the Packers with Matt LaFleur, with Aaron Rodgers saying, I don't like turning my back to the defense. And the fact that LaFleur was like, no, you're going to get under center, you're going to hand the ball off, and you're going to have to turn your back onto the defense, and I'll show you why, because you're going to end up with all of this stuff wide open, and you're going to end up with all of these different things. And you saw with the Jets, when you don't end up doing that, the offense doesn't look as well. So, like, it doesn't click. And I know I'm using an extreme example. But, like, I'm with you on, okay, let's take this element and this element and this element and work it with this. But at the same point, I want these college quarterbacks to be under center. And I want them to have to turn around and play the play-action bootleg game that you don't see a boatload of in college. Instead, it's all that read option. But bring in some of those elements, and then that way you become versatile. Like, that's my thing with it, is like, don't just take this idea that works and just flush it because your quarterback walks in and goes, well, Don't like turning my back to the defense. Never did that in college.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of it. It's like, no. There's a reason that this works. There's a reason these philosophies and these ideas work as well. And while you may not do them in college, in the pros, this works out, and here's the reason.
The fascinating thing about this draft to me for the Browns is, and again, we haven't had one in a while, but sitting at 2 and then sitting at 33, there are just so many opportunities here. And a lot of different things they can do with a lot of different picks, 11 draft choices. There's a lot of things they can do. And the fact that this is good if you're looking for action in the draft. It's bad if you're just looking for a quarterback. The fact that nobody's sold on any of these guys, it seems, except maybe Cam Ward, is both fascinating, fun, and scary. You know what I mean? I mean, it's fascinating because, ooh, can they figure out which guy's going to play? Because you know 2 or 3 of these guys are going to end up being really good NFL quarterbacks. Which ones?
Maybe.
Maybe 2. All right, let's go 2.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Cam Ward and somebody else going to be really pretty good. Which 2? Which 2? Can you figure it out?
We're in the middle of the time of year where we all start talking ourselves into anything. Like, you see it in mock drafts. You see it all over the place. And so that's why I'm not trying to be a jerk when I say that back to you.
Dan, you don't have to try to be a jerk.
But it's one of those where it falls, because we're right in the middle of this where we'll talk ourselves into anything that I'm like, okay, let's pump the brakes. Like, maybe. We've had the EJ Manuel draft before. We've had the Kenny Pickett draft before.
Hey, look at your Marcus Russell.
Right. We've had these drafts before where we've walked out of them and looked at them 5 years later and went, oh, crap, there's a quarterback worth a hill of beans here.
No, that's true.
So.
And the guys that somebody's going to be able to play, right? Derek Clawson from the Athletic Football Show. Those his quarterbacks. He's next, about 5 minutes away here on Baskin and Phelps.